days out here. This became essentially Milwaukee's first park as well. Up until this point, there were random spaces in the city, but not with the park idea. So this became the city park, and on a sunny day in the summertime, they would have between 6,000 and 8,000 people show up out here. Family gatherings by the stones of their loved ones. They'll have picnics. It happens a lot in New Orleans. Guy here who was a Civil War veteran, he bought himself a plot. He put a little fence up around it. He put up little chairs, and he had, like, flowers, and he would come out on Sunday just to talk to whoever walked by. You're walking across the road, and they're standing in the morning at one of our funerals. We don't know who they are. They're just drunk and joining in.
Probably peeing, too, right?
Yeah. So words were exchanged, things were negotiated, and what ended up happening, anybody want to guess what happened? They decided they weren't going to have funerals on Sundays anymore. So they kept having their little party over there, but they could not. The chapel was considered as early as 1851. They just considered it. It was on someone's back burner. They seriously considered it in 1889, and they put out a call to
The cemetery board started to consider having a chapel on the cemetery's grounds.
Back in those days, they were called graveside services, and if the weather was bad, it really didn't work well to have a graveside service. So the chapel fulfilled that purpose by providing a sheltered location and where a service could be conducted, and then the body...
A couple years later, people started pushing for a crematory in the basement.
They participated in pushing the casket into the chamber and then closed the doors on it and waited.
You previously mentioned the changing practices that was...
A couple that on their first date came to Forest Home and walked the grounds. And once they became engaged, they asked if they could be married in the chapel. Occasionally there are lectures that are held there that are sponsored by the cemetery themselves. Public facilities that people can use. And in many respects, that's what the chapel is becoming today, as opposed to a place for lots of funerals. They're now trying to make it available for community groups to hold an event, a particular space. Mm-hmm. It's not consecrated space, so therefore it doesn't have that religious connotation to it. It is literally a gathering place. It's called a chapel, but it is a gathering place and serves that purpose.